The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Today is the 28th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, for a while yesterday, we were down on our AM tower. And the reason we were doing that was that we brought an expert in from Sacramento and came up, and we go through all the equipment and the connections once a year. And I mean, that means regrounding, putting in new fasteners, some copper grounding to make sure that nothing's touching and bleeding over in other places. So that's why we were down for a while yesterday. The FM was up the whole time, but in case you were wondering. Anyway, everything's all shiny and ready to rock. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm hanging out.
Hanging out. We're going to have you on soon. We've got to work it out today. You're getting ready to have a big concert here.
We do have a big show coming up, me and my buddies, yeah.
What day is that?
October 7th.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's sold out. It's looming.
Is it sold out yet?
It sold out in the first 2 days.
Yeah, we were going to we were going to advertise it and talk about it, but you said, well, I don't know if we should because I think it's sold out already.
It is. So this is all pre-sale. We don't even have, like, the people who are going to show up and try and get in day of. So it's going to be a mess.
So it could be a riot.
Maybe.
Because everybody wants to hear. What's the name of your band?
Well, we're solo acts. So.
Oh, solo acts. Yeah. Okay. So y'all don't get together at the last and jam or anything or whatever you call it?
Unfortunately not. I mean, some of the guys do.
Yeah.
But it's it doesn't really function like a band.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like it's a music event, but with individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Woodstock. This is our version of Woodstock in Reading.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nudity and nudity. No nudity. Okay, got it. Is this a special day besides Carl needs to, stay away from coffee this early in the morning?
I think so.
Yeah, step away. So, do we have a special day today?
Yeah, we are looking at National Women's Health and Fitness Day or National Drink a Beer Day.
Woohoo. Together on the same day, National Fitness Day and Drink a Beer Day. You know, who says people don't have senses of humor. Okay. Hey, what's the weather look like?
Alrighty. So, yeah, today we have a high of 84, tonight a low of 58. Thursday, a high of 87. Thursday night, a low of 62. Friday, high of 91. Friday night, a low of 63. Saturday, high of 92. Saturday night, a low of 62. We're in the high 80s, low 90s.
Yeah. What's the temperature right now?
57.
Okay. I just want to make sure that my thermometer here was working, too. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it just disappears off the computer.
That's not great.
Okay, hey, look, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane are great people. The Kinney family, they've had this company for a couple of decades. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends. So it comes down to customer service and how you're treated. And Chuck Kinney and Judy and their family, it's, like I said, family-run business. Chuck and Judy taking a step back, but the kids are there now. Base, their work with their customers like they're warm friends. And they don't care about this. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. I don't even know where to start today. But let's start in Reading. Instead of going the other way and coming back to Reading. We got like about 20 minutes because we have guests running starting at 7:30 and going all the way to 9. The the county has just come up and said that they are having a heck of a time finding well drillers in California to do government drought relief work. Shasta County has been approved for about $2.5 million in state drought relief. And that could help residents whose wells have dried up. Now, if you remember a couple months ago, we had Ted Ogilvie of Diamond Core Drilling came on. And he just said, hey, I want to tell people that the Churn Creek Bottom is going to have problems with water. We're already seeing that they're, the wells are, they're pumping up kind of like a muddy water or no water at all because of the acid, canal problem where no water was put into the acid, Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District, ditch out there. No water was put in it. And that the wells that are like 80 feet are going to have to be dropped down to 120 to 130 feet. Unfortunately, everybody is locked into, they're so busy. Well diggers are so busy right now. Well drillers are so busy. Public Works Director Al Cathy told the Board of Supervisors, we've contacted all local well drillers in the Redding area, and they're so busy they don't need government work. The other problem with government work is where it may pay more. In many cases, you don't get paid right away, where they can go out in public on with private individuals, and they get paid right then. And they get part of the money up front so they can buy the equipment, all the stuff they need. Anyway, they've contacted well companies from outside the area. And as he says, the response has been, my favorite term, crickets. I don't use that term, but that's something I'm going to start using. Like, hey, I wrote to Senator Feinstein's office concerning this veterans bill that's coming through. And what did I hear? Crickets. Or even better. Or worse, they send you back a form letter. Thank you very much, and you know, we'd like to have you put you on our mailing list so we can send you stuff for Diane. Now Supervisor Comente said, "How about if we add money to it, like bonuses? You know, kick in extra money." And then Pat Miniter, the county executive officer, said, "The well drillers are not even calling us back to haggle." Oh, we're in trouble. Okay, so this is something that they're delivering water. If you got tanks, the county can deliver water out there, and they're delivering bottles of water. That's how bad it is. Bottles of water out there. This was such a huge impact on our community. This lack of water going into the acid canal there. This is just wrong. How do we prevent this from happening again? We're trying to get Brenda Haynes on the show, and she's running for president again, and then her opponent who's running. I want to have him on and tell us, how do you prevent this from happening next time, or can we ever? Can the state continue to withhold water from us up here? And what's the purpose of that? Is it to force people off their land? Is it just because that they're stupid at the state level, which is where I'm holding it? That's where my bet is. They just don't understand, or they don't care. So maybe it's not being stupid. Maybe they just don't care. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break because I want to come back and talk about Hurricane Ian. And if you have a dual citizenship in this country, you may want to start worrying. And then what happened down in Alameda. So all those are really quick things I want to talk about. We'll be right back, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Avelo Airlines. Avelo Airlines, you can fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Reading. The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays, but you need to check that. Sometimes they've got other days in there, too. With tickets starting as low as $39 one way. And if you get in there on the Avelo Airlines, they send you deals all the time. You save 50% on tickets they've already got on sale. But you must book directly at AveloAir.com. That's AveloAir.com. We'll be right back.
I want to turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone.
of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. When our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite and Doug Tooley. Doug's been doing this for over 30 years. You're not going to get better value, service, or technology from that 800 number. No, call your local dish retailer, B&T Satellite at 530-241-3474. And Doug has all types of great deals, way too many for me to just even try to get into this spot here. But like I said, B&T Satellite, 30 years, local guy, don't call the 800 number, call 530-241-3474 today. It's a veteran-owned business. The world's first all-electric passenger aircraft has successfully taken to the sky with battery technology similar to that of an electric car or your cell phone. The zero-emission plane named Alice traveled at an altitude of 3,500 feet for 8 minutes during its inaugural flight. Now they're going to start working on it to get developing an FAA-certified aircraft. I have no comment on this, but when you're flying across the Atlantic and you're thinking, what if they hit a real hard headwind? Ooh, do we turn around, or do you have something made so that you can just drop the, you know, back there in economy class, just start dropping rolls off? Okay, Hurricane Ian. I wish I could make that stuff up. Hurricane Ian is more than 2.5 million people have been urged to evacuate as Hurricane Ian barrels toward Florida. It's threatening catastrophic flooding with storm surges maybe up to 18 feet in height. It strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. It's on track to hit Tampa Bay, which has not been hit directly by a hurricane in over 100 years. But it's what they had. But it looks like maybe the hurricane has been shifted south a little bit. And now Daytona Beach and Orlando are in the path also. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. Navy's moving its ships. And people are boarding up their homes. Wow. Now, if you are a dual citizen of Russia, in other words, mother's Russian, father's American, or vice versa, it appears that the U.S. Embassy is telling all of those Americans who have dual citizenship to leave Russia now, immediately, because Russia may refuse to acknowledge dual nationals' U.S. citizenship, deny their access to U.S. consular assistance, prevent their departure from Russia, and conscript dual nationals for military service. I mean, if you've been following this, and I'm sure you can't hardly avoid it, what it looks like on the borders there. I mean, they're not talking about 5 or 10 people. We're not talking the Vietnam guys going up to Canada. We're talking hundreds of thousands of Russians heading for the border. Men! Because they don't want to get conscripted. And of course, they're not conscripting them out of St. Petersburg or Moscow because that's too many rich Russians are living there and they didn't want that to happen. I've seen media images and social media showing packed airports and Finnish border checkpoint officials have said thousands of cars have jammed up highways as Russians, mostly fighting age men, look to flee from Putin's order. Whew. Now, have you heard what happened down in Alameda, Liam?
I have not, no.
The Alameda County Sheriff's Office has just stripped 47 deputies, 10% of their force, of their guns and arrest powers because they failed psychological exams. There was a double shooting, double murder committed by a former deputy. He'd been dating this woman, thought she was unmarried, and turns out she was married, and went over and killed her and her husband. It appears, though, is that they conducted an internal audit of deputy psychological examinations from January 2016 up to now. And it appears that these 47 deputies, did I get that right? Yeah, 47 deputies had scored D on their test. Well, D that they thought, the sheriff's department thought that was passing, you know, like A to F. Okay, he's, you know, there are a lot of them when they're taking the test, depending on what kind of test it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it may not have to do with them being violent people, but just being able to handle different,
like,
you know,
stress.
Stress,
yeah.
Right. Well, a lot of them, 47 of them, had D.
Wow.
And when they found that out, that they had a D, and under state law, they cannot serve as a peace officer. And the sheriff's office been operating under incorrect advice received several years ago from the the peace officer standards and training, which said it could hire candidates to receive such a rating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they are trying to set up second examinations right now and from a third party, not from the sheriff's office, to get them all back in to be evaluated one more time. But this is going to be such a mess. This is such a mess because if any of those 47 are then now lawyers, are they going to look at him and say, hey, wait a minute, this guy shouldn't have even been an officer and he arrested my client?
Yeah.
And
actually,
or any form of police brutality or anything that's in there.
I mean, it's it's messy. I think it's a good thing that, like, the department's being open and, like, honest about it, because it'd be really easy not to.
Well, no, I think it had been revealed. And it's one of those things that, yeah, maybe they caught it, but it was not going to stay quiet.
No.
But now, the audit followed that, their former deputy, Devin Williams.
Yeah.
Who previously served with the Stockton Police Department. Now, it seems to me Stockton would want to start checking theirs, too, because if they were giving, if the post department of the law enforcement, peace officer training standards, their standards and training, mm-hmm. must have said this to everybody. So, I mean, I'm something to ask Chief Shuler and Sheriff Johnson. Anyway, the station said four sources said Williams had failed his psychological exam, although Kelly previously said Williams, who was hired in September 2021, had passed all his tests. Well, he had passed with a D. Anyway, and the so there's 10% of their police or the sheriff's department is now on leave. They're being paid. It wasn't their fault. You know, they took the test. They got a D. Mm-hmm. And they were hired. I mean, they probably didn't even know. They just knew that they passed the test. Okay. This one's going to open up a can of worms like you can't believe. January 6th, the ongoing inquisition that the House Select Committee is doing has postponed its hearings today because of Hurricane Ian. Now, did they do it because, oh gosh, those people were under siege down there? No, it's because they know all of the networks are going to be covering Hurricane Ian and not the January 6th committee. You know, I'm at this thing where I don't think people care. I think the people who that went inside the Capitol building that day made a huge mistake, and they seems like they've got almost all of them. And those people are paying for it. They're paying for it right now. What worries me is people that were out there for the for a peaceful protest about the election, that something could happen to them. That's my concern. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got United Way with us. And we have a lot of things going on there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented. It's locally owned, locally run, local board of directors. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. And they've been here for 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward for 15 years. And we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Very happy with that. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's the main branch, but you can stop in any of them. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Redding Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Redding Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Botland is on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, who owns Crackmaster and has been doing this for a couple of decades, is a true expert when it comes to repairing windshields. He's not going to take any chances with your safety or you or your family, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. For a free evaluation, inspection, and analysis, stop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. And I'm here today with United Way and Larry Olmstead. Good morning, Larry. Who is the president and CEO. Roy Melendez, who is the chief development officer.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Marine. And Debbie Comente, one of my favorite people. And she is the development specialist.
Good morning.
You got to talk
morning.
Into that. Don't talk
good
to
morning.
Me. Talk to Roy.
I know I've you want to talk to me. To look at you, so
yeah,
good morning.
Well, that's, you know, it's this magnetic personality I have people
yeah, that's
just look
it.
At.
That's
well,
it.
But you got to talk to... to Roy this morning.
Okay.
You notice you're of such stature that we had to have three people come to.
I noticed that. Three. Hey, it's okay. I can do that. You know what? You all are here today to talk about a number of things. And let's talk about what United Way is first. Larry.
Oh, absolutely. United Way of Northern California, we're one of 1,100 local United Ways in the United States. And, United Way, of course, is around the world in about 38, 40 countries at this point. And United Way, the biggest thing to me about United Way is it's the largest non-governmental funder of social services on the planet.
Wow.
Last year we raised worldwide about more than $5 billion basically to help people in terms of social services. So we do that work here in the northern state. And I think the important thing is that it's a global brand, Carl, but all the work really plays out locally, okay? We don't, you know, get our marching orders on what to do locally from worldwide headquarters in Alexandria. The local people here and our local board make all those decisions.
Yeah, and the money that we collect here goes to people here.
Absolutely. That's the deal.
Okay. Great. Okay, and Roy, your job, Carl, as the Chief Development Officer, what is that?
That's the $10 moniker for the fundraising guy.
last time that we had talked, you were the fundraising guy too.
I know. That's right. You know, my wife and I, we moved up here a little over 2.5 years ago, and we decided to really make Reading and the NorCal area, you know, our family place.
It was a wise move.
I think it has been a wise move.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're, you know, our job here with Debbie, she's part of the development team, is to raise the money, raise the awareness for people to have the opportunity to make a contribution to their neighbors here in NorCal, especially when they're having trouble times.
Sure. Hey, Larry, we've had, of course, 4 years ago we had the car fire, and we've had fires since then and other disaster-type stuff. What happened during the car fire? I mean, that's one that we all remember, and that was huge, and I know that you all were involved with that.
Oh, absolutely.
On the helping side.
Yes, and it's kind of a transformational event for us, Carl, and you know that, shortly after, of course, we had the campfire, and those events really changed our perception of our role in the community. The big thing for us, two important things. One was, how can we help bring in resources? In the case of the car fire, we ended up distributing something like $1.7 million to people in this community who were impacted. During the car fire and the campfire, we were the principal source of intermediate funding. You know, you have that initial thing where you have the leaf. Then at the end of the day, the homes have to be rebuilt, right? And we help with that too. But in the middle, people are struggling. And we ended up with both of those fires as the leading source of intermediate funding. With the campfire, it's about $9 million distributed to help people. So those were critical events. And I think the other thing that was critical about the car fire for this community was how in Shasta County people pulled together. And we had a community response team led by Salvation Army and the Community Foundation. Everybody got on that train and pulled together. So we were able to complete as a community what we would call the car fire recovery. We were able to complete that about a year ago.
Right.
The campfire recovery is still going on. And one important thing about our work at United Way is that once the fire is in, people think, oh, is it all over? No, the recovery, I think you know this. I mean,
it takes a lot of work, right? It does.
And we're still supporting.
Some of them are still trying to get their homes built.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're still supporting survivors of multiple wildfires, including the ones we've had this year in Siskiyou County.
Yeah. It seems to be a never-ending trail of tears we have here.
Absolutely. And, Roy, you and I have talked about the fact that we need to start moving as a community and as an agency from, you know, we're helping people at the end of the situation.
Yes.
What can we do to mitigate the situation?
Yeah, Carl, you know, it's really turning out to be, you know, there's no longer a fire season here. It's a fire year. And so what we're looking at, if you look historically, and you'd mentioned the last 4 years, we've had fires every year since.
Oh, yeah.
And so it goes back to the old saying, right, you know, a penny saved now is worth a dollar down the road.
Sure.
Right? So part of that is the whole prevention aspect, the whole recovery. First is, you know, relief, recovery, prevention is part of the formula to really pull it together where we will be ready when this happens again, because it's going to happen again.
Well, what about we talk about prevention, providing funding up front for people to be able to harden their areas out there.
Yes,
exactly.
Is that one of the things you're talking about? I like, you know, like, hey, I need to clear 100 feet or 150 feet around my house. I don't have the money for it. You know, to do this kind of work. And is this something that you all might get into?
Oh, exactly, Carl. The and a couple of concrete examples around that. The first is that the state has provided funding to us and many other nonprofits on a program called Listos, which is, in Spanish, that means ready, and it's about disaster preparation and training. Yeah. So for us, that meant doing training in Siskiyou County, Tehama County, other agencies. I think MBCSS did training here in Shasta County for community people to get their homes ready, to be prepared, to have their go bags, all that sort of thing. At least those program continuing into this year, and we're doing work in a couple of our counties. The other thing is that in recognition of what Roy was saying, this year we gave out what I would say is a modest amount, but about $50,000 in grants, a lot to organizations that were involved in exactly that kind of fire mitigation work that you're talking about. So, and a lot of them were volunteer fire departments. Some of them were tribal groups that were doing traditional kind of ground clearing preparation in their own culture to take care of that kind of thing. We see that program as expanding over time, in addition to our relief and recovery efforts.
Okay. Now, Debbie, as a development specialist, where do you fall into this? I know that Roy's in charge of it, but I see you all the time.
I think my area of expertise, I think, is I do like to build relationships, so it starts with that, and from there I can spread the word of some of the programs that we do share, but help in development to create awareness by what we're here to talk a little bit about today also, but events and things that can help support, bring money back in to help service and do the work we do in the communities. So I feel very proud to be a part of something. This is kind of a different type of hospitality for me.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it, and my goal is just to help create more funding that comes in that can help support all the good work that United Way does in the communities around us.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this. You've got a tournament coming up here this weekend.
No, next weekend.
Yeah. That's right. Next
October
weekend.
October 8th, yes.
October 8th. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber. Mike's been doing this for about 20 years. There's nobody better when you talk about working with granite or marble or slate to be able to have the eye for making your kitchen just be totally transformed. Kitchens, bathrooms, other rooms in your house, the outside of your house, in your business, putting in granite or marble countertops, anything like this. He provided this table we've been using now for about 4 years, and it's a slate table, weighs like 400 pounds, yet Linda can move it around here without any problem. Now, this is the kind of expertise that Mike has. He works by appointments only, so give him a call at 241-STONE, 530-241-STONE, or check out his webpage at estategranite.com. Thoroughly endorse this guy, and it's a better-known business. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right off of 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full, right here in Reading, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. Great prices, a super selection of jewelry, really nice people down there. This is where we shop at. That's Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with United Way and Larry Olmsted, the president, and Roy Melendez, who is their development officer, and Debbie Comente, who is their development specialist. And y'all are having a tournament on October 8th at the Sheraton Hotel. Who wants to talk to me about this?
I'm going to give it a go here, Carl. This is our first of what we hope to be many annual. Boss of the Toss is the name of the tournament. So this will be a very fun day. It is Saturday, October 8th. Starts at 9:30 with registration and will go till we're done. At this time, we have about 50 teams, and we can fill 64. So we've got some space open, hoping people will sign up and join us. We're really excited about this, and the response has been phenomenal. I'm very impressed and very grateful for the many sponsors that have come on board to help us make this such a success. We have over $10,000 in raffle prizes to give away.
Whoa.
Mosaic food truck, pizza truck. Pizza and beer will be there. Mm-hmm. Tantardini's is going to be there with some sweet treats.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks is going to be there selling coffee and iced tea. It's going to be a fun family.
Starbucks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Starbucks?
Yeah.
Well, Okay.
Hey, they stepped up, so you know what? Good for them. Their proceeds will come back to United Way. All that they sell that day, they're giving back to us. So, again, this is a fun day, but it also is for a great cause, coming back to United Way and the many services we provide to the nine surrounding counties.
If you just go down there, this just isn't people tossing bags into holes here. You can they have face painting, side games, vendor booths, and more. Yeah. Food and beverages, like you just said.
Yeah.
And one of the teams, is it a team or is it a person?
It's a team of two.
Okay.
So per team.
There will be the boss of the toss award. Do they get like a plaque or something?
So they have, let's go back to that. First place will be awarded $1,000, and we do have a plaque that will come to them.
Whoa! $1,000?
Yeah, big stuff. Yeah. And then second place is $750, and third place is $300. It's worth the effort of coming out and throwing bags into a hole. And if somebody's really good at it, this is the fun prizes they can get.
You know, this could be almost like rodeo. You know, people are having these events and they travel from city to city because they're just that good. And they enter with a chance to win $1,000.
Actually, in the history we have had cornhole, there are people who travel and they look up in CNH, who's our operating sponsor. They look to them to see where they are and where they go throughout the area and come into play. And cornhole is looking to be an Olympic sport.
You know what? We talked about that.
I know, but it is.
You know,
so
an Olympic sport.
This is
an
their
Olympic
warm-up.
Sport.
They come out to Boss of the Toss, and they start warming up for their cornhole.
It doesn't
their
take
Olympic
a lot of,
future.
Well, you know, it doesn't take a lot of money for something like this, for countries that don't have millions and millions to put into Olympic teams. You know, so you could have the South Tasmanian cornhole team.
Olympic team,
right. And they walk in, you know, their right arm is more fully developed than their left or something like this, or vice versa.
This tournament's more of an average Joe tournament right now.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of locals come on board. It's really meant to be fun, and someone will walk away a winner.
There's more room, though. There's room for more. Okay. Now, United Way serves Shasta, Modoc, Trinity, Lassen, Tehama, Glen Butte, and Plumas counties. So nine counties up here.
Yeah.
You can register your team right now at norcalunited.co. Is it CO?
Yes.
.co / Boss of the Toss. No spaces in there. Boss of the Toss. And the registration costs $100 per team of two.
Correct. Right.
And you're only going to take 64 teams. Now, how many go in at the same time?
12.
12.
CNH will bring out 12 sets.
Is this two out of three, or is this just like sudden death?
So that I'm not sure how that works, actually. That's why we hired CNH. They're professionals. They come out. They have an electronic board.
What does that stand for?
That's for Cody and Heather Cornhole.
Yeah.
They're amazing. They have been such a pleasure to work with. And they will.
They have professional cornhole.
It's a real deal, Carl.
It is a big deal, Carl.
So listen, I expect you to sign up because I know you want to.
So, Carl, here's the deal with this. We're thinking that this has legs. We're thinking that this can be an annual event in our community that is going to grow. I mean, how many businesses and sponsors are involved with us on this thing, Debbie? It's dozens, right?
We have 30 different sponsors. In fact, Zelma's is doing our logos on the courts, and she's been saying that she's never seen so many sponsors come out for cornhole tournament to be sponsors. So we're
there's
very,
a clarification,
very grateful.
Though, just real quick, there are 30 sponsors, but we have over 90 businesses representing because we've got a lot of in-kind gifts.
So we're really seeing this as a fun community event that's going to grow, and it would be, and we think that it's going to be an important cornhole event. I mean, imagine like
this could be the North State's cornhole event of the year.
It'll be like the tune-up for the national cornhole competition or something like that. You know, but seriously, and I guess we are serious. It's going to be a great event, and even if you're not competing, you're going to want to come out to the Sheridan parking lot and just enjoy the fair and all that.
And
it's going to be nice weather. It's going to be a lot of happy people. You can go down and get your face painted, you know, or your body. Are they doing body painting, Debbie?
Okay, I'm going to stop right now.
The other thing I would say, though, you know, Debbie was introducing herself and a little understating, you know, her impact. Debbie is just, like, so energetic. And yeah. Debbie is the person who's out in the field really telling people about United Way, about our work, about the joy and the value of contributing to something that's helping the community move forward. And nobody does it like Debbie.
Thank you.
Yeah, the next hurricane should be named Hurricane Debbie.
That would actually be appropriate.
I'm in Italy and I'm getting texts from Debbie. And I'm like, Debbie, stop it.
It's the squeaky wheel formula. Be nice, but be squeaky. Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be this on the 8th. Yes. We've talked about many of the things that United Way does. What are the things that you have? I've got like 4 minutes here.
One thing I'd really like to highlight, first of all, on disaster recovery, like Roy says, we do raise a lot of money. We need to continue raising money because our wildfires continue to happen, and we're helping our survivors, like I said, from multiple fires. So if you had the opportunity to go on our website and click the donate button, that would be great, NorCalUnitedWay.org. I wanted to highlight this for the community, Carl. One of the things that we do is we prepare income taxes for low and moderate income families. Now I know it's not tax season right now. Hey, it's coming. So one thing you can think about if you're listening to this show, if your family's income is $60,000 or less, hey, think about having United Way do your taxes for free, F-R-E-E, free. Once tax season starts around January, February, you'll hear more about it, but you can just go on to our website and check that out. And the other thing, Carl, I would highlight is that we operate 211 in our community. 211 is the Human Services Helpline, 24/7, 365. If you dial 211, you get a live person, a person. You dial them at 3 a.m., a live specialist will answer the phone, and they're going to help you, direct you to resources for any social services need. And this is for free in any language. It's a great program. Our county governments, including in Shasta County, help support that. First Fives, other organizations. It's a real gem of a program, and I encourage people highly to use it. Dial 211 or go online, 211norcal.org.
Okay. The United Way has been around for a long time. All the money that's collected around here stays here. Yeah. They are now, as Roy said, Roy Melendez says that you're going to get maybe more into be more proactive instead of reactive.
Yes, sir.
Especially when it gets to the fire seasons and all that. The 211 is cool. So if I see somebody laying on the sidewalk, I would call 211 as opposed to the police.
Well, it depends on what their state is lying on.
Reason I'm saying that is when it was really hot. You know, it's starting to cool down now. That Shasta Region was telling us that some of these people pass out on the sidewalk and they're getting second-degree burns.
Yeah.
I mean serious second-degree burns. And so would that be a police we call or 211?
You would want to call 911 in that situation. Any situation where someone is in the possibility of a physical danger or what have you.
So 211 is strictly for...
211 is a helpline for folks. The 211 call is, hey, I know someone who is unsheltered, who is homeless. They might end up on the street getting heat prostration. What programs exist? Where can I take this individual? For that, you would call 211.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's not like an emergency type.
Exactly.
Thing. Right. Now, to get people help.
It's right. Information.
Right.
Information.
Now, if you call 211 and it is an emergency situation, a common one, for instance, would be, unfortunately, domestic violence. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of calls around domestic violence. Where you want to call 211 is not violent incidents occurring. You want to call it when you have an opportunity. Hey, give me some resources. I'm struggling with this in my household, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you call 211 during an incident, what they will do, they're all trained very well, and they'll make you sure that 911 and all appropriate authorities are connected.
Okay, good. All right, Boss of the Toss, Big Cornhole Tournament. It's going to be Saturday, October 8th at the Sheridan Hotel parking lot. They still have some room for teams.
And you're signing up.
And the NorCalUnited.co/Boss of the Toss.
That's right.
Hey, when we come back from the news, we're going to be with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Okay. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
And all morning long. Correspondent Donna Warder says that words like catastrophic and historic being used in relation to the storm approaching Florida's southwest coast.
Hurricane Ian is a Category 4 storm. Eric Blake of the National Hurricane Center says the storm surge could cause catastrophic damage and from Naples to Sarasota is at high risk.
The entire Florida Peninsula and the Florida Keys will have significant effects from this hurricane.
Ian gained strength after battering Cuba, bringing down the island's power grid.
Governor Ron DeSantis says widespread power outages is expected across Florida.
There are over 30,000 linemen staged and ready for power restoration efforts across the state of Florida, and that includes linemen across all of our major utilities, and a lot of these linemen are coming from out of state. So this is a major, major effort.
And while fierce winds and torrential rains are a concern, Salem Media Tampa News Director Roger Schulman says a devastating storm surge is also expected.
This is a wall of water that can actually knock a house off its foundations, overturn an RV, and send cars just careening down the street on a wall of water.
A storm surge of up to 18 feet could swamp some areas. With 155-mile-per-hour winds, Ian falls just short of a Category 5 storm. Leaks have been discovered in two underwater natural gas pipelines that run from Russia to Germany, and the European Union suspects sabotage. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 251 points, the Nasdaq ahead 61, and the S&P 30 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you thought a railroad strike had been averted, better think again.
A union that rejected its deal with the nation's freight railroads earlier this month now has a new tentative agreement. But officials caution the contract dispute won't be fully settled until all 12 rail unions approve their agreements this fall. The five-year deal includes a 24% pay increase and $5,000 in bonuses that were in the first deal, along with additional benefits, including a cap on health insurance expenses and a promise that each railroad will negotiate individually over expense reimbursement. But a nationwide railroad strike is still possible if any of the 11 other railroad unions reject their agreements with the railroads that cover 115,000 workers total. Keith Peters reporting.
North Korea has fired off a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters, that according to the South Korean military. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Biden administration says it will cap the number of refugee admissions into the United States at 125,000, while it does the opposite.
A new report finds that President Biden's Department of Homeland Security released nearly 1.3 million illegal immigrants into the United States from February 2021 to August 2022. The Center for Immigration Studies data shows that that number exceeds the resident populations of Wyoming, Vermont, Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Delaware, Rhode Island, and Montana. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
High winds, heavy rains, and flooding. The calling card from Hurricane Ian, which is approaching the southwest coast of Florida. The storm, with maximum sustained winds of 155 miles per hour, is a Category 4 hurricane. Landfall expected between 2 and 4 p.m. Eastern this afternoon. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, trying to catch up for 10 days that we were gone. And it's not easy, let me tell you. And again, big thanks out to all of our guest hosts that were here, Trish and Ted and Trudy. And of course my producers, Liam and Nathan, and then the whole team, Diane and Jim and Pat and Sue. Yeah, it's nice to be able to leave and not get a phone call. I didn't get one phone call. Not that I would have taken it, but I didn't get a phone call or an email saying that, you know, disaster has hit. That's great. So thank you, Liam.
I got you.
And you can take the thanks for everybody right now.
Alrighty.
Okay, so today is the 28th of September. I will blame you for that. You've let September get away from me. I'm sorry, I'm just going to hit you with it every day. 8:06 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health. It's your choice. Healing starts there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's the weather look like?
Alrighty, so today we have a high of 84, tonight a low of 58, Thursday a high of 87, Thursday night a low of 62, Friday a high of 91, Friday night a low of 63, Saturday a high of 92, Saturday night a low of 62. We're just in the high 80s, low 90s for the foreseeable future.
Okay, well that's good. It's better than
it's better than 115.
Yeah, being in the high hundreds.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would worry because if you had like something like a nose ring or a navel ring or something like that, and the sun's on it, does it get hot? You know, does it burn your navel out or something like that? I mean, I'm just wondering.
Not to my knowledge.
Hey, Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, a family-owned business that has been around a few decades, and they help their customers. They really do treat their customers as friends. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
And, you know, part of it, you know, you get hung up in meetings, and then there was days I had to shift around. It just didn't work out. But now you're back.
Yep. It's been a couple months, actually. We kept having conflicts.
Yes, we did. I mean, not conflicts, but
we weren't arguing or anything.
No.
Scheduling conflicts.
Hey, I hit you with this just as you walked in, and you were not. You just read the headlines on it. I'm going to pull it up again, but the Alameda Sheriff's Department had to take the arrest. And they had to take away their guns.
Their police powers.
Their police powers from 47 deputies because they had found out that they had failed their psych eval. And the thing about it is they went back to my computer's not playing with me right. It's not playing right with me. It's because they had a deputy there, murdered two people, had been on the Stockton Police Department, and then killed these two people, and they went back in the psych evals, and he went back for, I think, since 2016, so 6 years. And the out of these 47 of them, 30 of them at least are assigned to the jail. And when they took the test, Post said if they got a D, which is not the highest part of the psych eval, but
yeah,
that it passed. Hmm. Well, now they're finding out that was bum scoop. Hmm. And when they found that out, 47 of their officers.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Do you know how does it work around here with the county and the city? I'm sure you have to take a psych eval.
Absolutely, yeah. That is part of the hiring process for anyone who is a sworn peace officer. So they go through that process, and we do. We find out whether they pass or they fail, and that's just one step in the process.
And it's the same thing for everything. I know that when I sit on the California Highway Patrol Citizens Advisory Board, the number of hoops they had to jump through, and they get them all the way, and they get finally down to the psych eval. That was after physical and, the mental test and all this. When they got to the psych and background checks where they would lose lots of people, then they'd hit the mental, the psych evals, and they lose another portion of them.
Lose them at every stage in the process.
Yeah.
Medical, all of that.
Everything. Yeah. Well, when you have something like that, what impact could that be? Okay, a lawyer looking at one of these officers who had his arrest powers pulled, his ability to arrest people and all that, it's just been pulled because of a psych eval. Could they come back in and say, hey, wait a minute, this guy should have never arrested my client? Or
I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be follow-up litigation in criminal cases down there, whether they would be successful, but I'm sure that there'll be some type of attempts, but whether they'll be as successful as, you know, we don't know at this time. Anytime there is some type of revelation of something that came out from in the past of from an officer's background, and then the defense attorneys find out about it, they can challenge prior convictions and bring up old cases and challenge a prior conviction.
Yeah. Well, it says here is that the State Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission, the Post Commission, had previously said the sheriff's office could hire deputies as long as they did not get an F on the evaluations. Every year they audit our background files. They did not tell us we were doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
We were even given permission by a member of the Post Commission that said we could hire the D, not suited candidates.
Yeah, and that is something that...
Oh, come on. That you know what? When you see that, not suited.
Yeah. Yeah, we go through the same types of audits and all of that, but that's an interesting thing that come up. I'm going to have to look into that further and find out what we're doing here. But that type of thing, when you've got that many deputies who have now lost their police powers, we were talking retroactively on cases, but going forward on cases, because you have a lot of pending cases that are now going to, you know, slow down the process, have officers that are not available or not have the their authority to do what they did will be challenged. So it has a big impact.
Well, they did say that they're going to reevaluate every one of these officers with a private psychiatrist, something they can do just once under the California law. And I've gone through psych evals before in different jobs I've had.
Sure.
And for a variety of reasons. But it was willingness and then ability. You know, a lot of it came down to self-control. And that was, you know, on things like that. So I just found this interesting. Most of them are in the jail.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. But being told that not suitable is okay for hiring.
That's a lot of deputies to lose in a jail, though.
Oh, my gosh. That would, you know, frankly.
For us, it would shut the entire jail down.
Yeah, frankly, that would be a showstopper. Mm-hmm. You know, the same percentage here in our jail. They'd have to pull officers off beat.
Right.
And put them in there. I can see where, you know, the Reading police would have to put people in there and the sheriff's office. I mean, If you
that's
lost,
an interesting thought. I don't know if that would happen,
If you lost like 10% out of your, out of your jail force, in this case it would be more because 30 of the 47 were in the jail. Now they have a huge jail down there.
Yeah, right? Much bigger than ours. Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. They probably have hundreds of people working.
We used to put people down there.
Yeah.
Can we still put people in other jails?
Well, I mean, there's nothing like legally that precludes us from doing that.
We just have to pay for them to be down there for it. Okay. Hey, we're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. Got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is just a fine, fine person. She treats her clients like friends. She gives them great advice. And her team is just an extension of Judy. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial advice, financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan, a 401k, how about your health insurance? How about your just your regular insurance? Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hey y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're gonna wanna stop over at Black Bear Diner where they've just introduced four new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet, three eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich, crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:19 in the morning, it's about 57 degrees out there. It's going to be 92 today, a beautiful day here on the 28th of September. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Highest possible ratings in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, safety, heart failure care, stroke, and hip knee replacements, all at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And I'm our guest today is Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and you finally... We're getting back to normalcy.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, over the last 2 years, unfortunately, we've had to delay some of the community events that we've done to raise money. One of the big ones that we did for several years prior to COVID was our annual Strikeout Domestic Violence Bowl-a-thon. Very successful event that usually raises a good amount of money. We're going to do that again this year. We've been working on it for quite a while now. It's going to be on October 8th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Country Bowl. You can come down and just hang out and be there for the event, but we're also looking for people to still sign up for a lane to bowl. And we're asking, you know, it's teams of four or six or, you know, however many people you want, but we're asking for at least $100 per person that you collect as donation to participate in the bowl-a-thon. We also have a lot of raffle baskets and prizes, and it's just a really fun event.
I've been to it before, and you have just, it's raucous.
Yeah.
It's raucous, and people have a good time, and bowling is such fun anyway.
It's fun, and we are still looking, and you can never have too many raffle baskets or prizes, so any company out there that's listening, we'd love to have any donations to the raffle. As well as people who want, companies who want to have a banner up because they're a lane sponsor. So you can always, do that. So reach out to, Brianna at my office at 245-6322, or you can stop by the office. We're at 1355 West Street anytime, before October 8th and get involved in that.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing because what it does is not only is there the raising awareness piece, but it is a fundraiser, and the funds are going directly to helping youth in our community who have been impacted by domestic violence and intimate family violence in the home. These children, you know, they go through a lot when they've got family members who are involved in violent activities in the home, and they need stuff so that they're going to be able to go to Camp Resilience is what it is. So this
pays for them to go to a camp where they get counseling, but also being with other kids who've gone through this.
It's being with other kids. They learn, you know, they learn about coping and resilience and just, you know, having hope and everything. And it's a great program for our youth to be able to go to.
Is domestic violence hard to prosecute?
It's very difficult. It's one of our most difficult areas, you know, because most of the time you're dealing with a situation where your victim has some type of a dependence on the perpetrator and their
emotional,
financial, family. They have kids, whatever it may be, and they're going to recant and, you know, they're going to change their story. They're going to refuse to show up in court. They're going to do whatever they can in order to help that offender not be prosecuted because, you know, once the prosecution of that offender starts, a lot of times that offender is going to turn into that honeymoon stage where now it's like, I'm never going to do that again. Here's the flowers. I love you. Everything's perfect. I've learned my ways. And that's really hard when you're financially dependent, you're emotionally attached to this person, you have children in common, or you've just been in a relationship for a very long time.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's what do they call it? Fur line trap there that in some days it's going to be perfect and this is the way it should be, and then the next thing you know, you get smacked up the side of the head.
Yeah. Well, it's ends up being a cycle. They go through that honeymoon phase, and they go through the violence.
Have you found times that it's escalated into something, domestic violence, but then it has, I mean, either the arrest or the intervention has helped this, where the guy or whoever it is that's doing it, the man or the woman, because in many cases
sure.
it's the woman.
Yeah, it's both.
They go to counseling, and it's like, oh, my God, I've seen the light. Have you seen those?
I mean, it's hard for me to say, yeah, I've seen that, because then that person is not back in the court
system. You never
see
him again.
So I don't see him. You don't see him again, which is the goal. That's what we want. But, no, I do believe that people can change those types of violent tendencies. You know, you can go through therapy. You can go through the different courses and work together to change your ways if you're have anger issues and violence issues.
You can't help but want to believe that people can change. I don't have a great deal of confidence in that.
There are certain things they can change.
Yeah, certain things. And maybe anger management's one of them. Maybe drugs.
Drug addictions, anger management, a lot of those things I feel are things that you can wrap your mind around and get on the other side of.
Okay, let's take it down to the domestic violence. Okay, you've got the adults. And now the children, whom this is our Bolarama, is there to help. Children who are in a domestic violence situation follow many times go on to domestic violence?
Yeah, very, very frequently. It occurs at a high rate, unfortunately, because that is what they see. That's what they learn early on. They learn, your children are going to learn to treat each other and their future spouses the way that they are raised. If they see violence in the home, then that's normal. They get the same types of, you know, it has a psychological impact on them, and they grow up with tendencies to act in the same way. They have the same built-up anger issues and rage. They didn't learn proper ways to handle problems in the home. If they saw a problem happen and a fight happened, it ended up, as opposed to them sitting down and talking it through and coming to a calm resolution, well, they're going to learn to react in the same way their family did.
The kids, when they go to school, I would think then that would manifest itself with how they interact with other children, too.
Yeah,
for sure. Are teachers giving classes on identifying this? Little Johnny just smacked little Susie, or he's getting into fights constantly. I mean, this is the kind of thing. He shows a great deal of disrespect for female teachers.
I don't know. That wouldn't be in my area to know if they're given training on that, but that would be a good
area. It would be interesting to see, because I know One Safe Place goes to the schools and mm-hmm. talks to people. I just wonder if teachers are given, I mean, they get teaching, they get classes and everything else, but would they be getting classes on domestic violence and how to identify?
I'd be surprised if they weren't.
I would be too.
Yeah.
I would be too. I mean, that if you see a child acting out like that, I mean, you've got to know something's going on. You can't just ignore it.
Yeah.
And at least you wouldn't think they would.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking Reading down in inner city schools. I mean, then it's self-defense. So it probably be harder.
Yeah.
Okay. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop, where I'm going to try and get into this week. Veteran-owned business. I've been going there 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. I really like the guys down there. They work by appointments only, so you give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold. You should take the boys down there and let them get their little buzz cuts. Or flat tops, or whatever they're doing, their mullets. So they doing mullets, yeah.
Yeah, that is something that's come back in style.
Oh, the mullets, yeah. Yeah, my grandson's got a mullet because he's on the baseball team, and all the baseball players have mullets. It's strange. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back.
K KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:32 in the morning here on the 28th of September, 57 degrees out there, going up to 92 today. It's going to be beautiful. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and the Grading Reading Chamber of Commerce is bringing us this segment. Become a member of the Grading Reading Chamber of Commerce. It's founded in 1910 and an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the greater Reading area. And tonight, from 6 to 8, the Reading Chamber of Commerce is hosting a forum for all the city council candidates. It'll be at the Sheridan. It starts at 6, and we will be broadcasting that forum on KCNR tonight. So if you can't make it down there, you can listen to the candidates. There's 10 of them. So it's going to take some homework on your part to find out who would be the very best one to the best candidate to support our city and to do the right things. Okay. We're here with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget, and I had to ask this question. We're getting ready to move into a multi-million dollar, hundreds of millions of dollars courthouse. It's beautiful. What impact is that going to have on trying cases and all of that?
Well, I think that some positive impacts are going to be that, you know, we're going to have nice new courthouse. We've had been trying cases in very old courthouses that don't have the best soundproof at times. You know, we have the train that can slow court down. We have to stop, you know, so it's definitely going to be nice to be in a new courthouse. We're going to have, you know, obviously it's not done to the point that I've done a tour or anything yet at this point, but it should have better technology abilities at this point when we do trials. I mean, you have to pretty much bring your own TV over to court or whatever if you need to play media. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of technological things that are better. You know, unfortunately, we aren't getting more judges, though. Right now we are down. We had two judges that retired over the last probably 4 months. So that can be difficult because that just slows down the process, whether it be criminal courts or civil courts. It impacts both. So those are positions that would be appointed by the governor. So we are at the whim of the governor to decide when and if he's going to appoint replacements. And that could be something he could do tomorrow or he could do that in a year.
Even with the two that, if say the two were still there, are we still short judges?
We are, yeah.
So, I mean, how many judges do we need up here, or do we rate
up here? I don't have that number with me, but I believe we're down four judges. Right around four judges from, we need approximately four additional judges. There's an exact number, but I don't have it with me, but it is around there. So even if we're fully staffed with what we currently have appointed, we don't have enough judges, and we are down two right now. With no idea when they're going to be appointed. I mean, it can take. I mean, how much is Shasta County a priority to Governor Newsom?
Let me think.
Probably not very high.
Take
on
a look
list.
At the dry acid canal ditch.
I'd say we're not very high.
See where
on
we are.
List.
We have a question from Liam.
So, one of the conversations I've heard is that the new courthouse, like as great as it is inconvenient because you can't take like prisoners straight from the jail to the like the judge rooms or whatever like safely. Is there a solution for that, or like
that is an ongoing thing that's being worked out for sure, because currently the jail is connected to two courtrooms, so there is an easy back and forth through there. So when the new courthouse opens, we lose that. So there's going to have to be transportation back and forth, and that's been a long-term issue that the courts are working with the county and back and forth trying to resolve that. But I suspect it's going to slow down the process in a big way until it's all smooth. But anytime you have a new building or new processes, there's growing pains. But that is definitely an issue.
I'm sure there's going to be holding areas in there, and they can just take a fortified bus and load everybody into it, drive them 2 minutes over there. It's going to take longer, but then they'll be secure on the bus, getting off the bus, getting into their holding areas there. It'll slow things down.
The courthouse has the marshal's office. They don't have the sheriff's office in there, so that's an issue too. If you're going to take, you know, 20 people over there, and what is that courthouse going to operate as a jail from 8 to 5 p.m., and do they have enough staff to do that? I mean, there's a lot of issues that are being worked out.
Well, you could Uber them over. No? Okay.
I don't think that's a good idea.
When a judge is appointed, is that like a local guy or could be? Or
I mean, typically it has been.
They just pick a lawyer that say, hey, do you want to be a judge?
No. So they are local. It's usually our local lawyers who are going to put in for it. There's a full application process. You have to go through. There's a lot of local attorneys will get surveys sent to them. To answer questions about the local attorneys who've put in for judges. They're going to have to go through an interview process, usually down in Sacramento or down in San Francisco. And then the governor's going to get a list, a final list, and then it's selecting off of that list.
Okay.
So it's a lengthy process. And once they go through that process, then they're still on that list while we have the same current governor.
One of the things that I think is important is that people hear how many cases you all try and how many people cycle through the DA's department.
Yeah. It's a lot. So our office right now has 27 attorneys in the office. Any given year, you know, we're going to file anywhere from 7,000 to 11,000 cases. I mean, it really depends on the year. That's just new cases.
Let's just
in that
say
year.
8,000. That's kind of in between 7 and, you said 7,000 to 11. Let's say 9,000.
Through historically, yeah. Our numbers are always
so
kind of fluctuating.
So let's just say 9,000 cases are filed.
Okay.
How do you do 9,000 cases with 27 attorneys and, you know, short judges and all
it's
that?
It's extremely difficult. We are definitely understaffed and need, from my estimation and working through what we need, we need 5 more attorneys in order to be at the staffing levels that we need to be at in order to handle all the cases in the way that we need to. Because the lower the number of attorneys you have, the bigger their caseloads, the slower it's going to take to get through the process. The more likely they have more work than they can handle, and you're not able to give the amount of attention to each individual case as you can to make sure every single thing is done. You get to trial, and now the case has to continue because there's things that could have been done that you didn't have the time to do. I mean, it's a big issue.
How many public defenders are there?
They have less than us, but I'm not sure what their number is right now. But they do have less than us. They don't have all the cases that we have. You might think, well, they should be the same size as us, but they're not because they don't do all the cases. We've got all the private attorneys who come in and people who go out and privately retain attorneys or the public defender can't handle the case because they also represent one of the witnesses, so they conflict, so it goes to our other conflict attorneys. So the public defenders only has a fraction of cases we have.
Is there any light at the end of the tunnel besides a train coming at you?
Well, you know, we do a really good job. Even though we need more attorneys and our caseloads are huge, we have a great office of very hardworking people. People are happy to be there. And, you know, they work long hours, but we also do a lot of fun stuff as an office to make sure that, you know, morale stays high and we can all continue to do the good work that we do. You know, all I can do is keep advocating for and requesting additional resources for the office.
Okay. All right. We're with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. We're talking about the new courthouse and what kind of impact that's going to have. And except for the technology, it's really not going to have, because like everything, you can have the brightest, shiniest new building with the best technology. But if you don't have the people to run it, or the people, enough people to handle the cases. And we just heard with 27 attorneys that she's got anywhere up to 11,000 cases a year historically, and what to do with that. And how do you got 11,000 a year? I mean, you can't do that. I mean, 11,000 a year with 27 attorneys.
Well, I can tell you
if he did nothing else but say, okay, give me all the ones that want to plead guilty over here. Okay.
Girl, you're assuming they're all going to show up to court. Interesting look you just
Do we
got.
Have bounty hunters here?
So they don't all
they
show
don't,
up
But they don't get,
yeah,
they don't mean, get bail either, right?
It's for there's bail.
Oh, there is bail.
Yeah, no, yeah, there's bail. But, you know, our jail doesn't have room for them. We need the bigger jail that we're all working for. But, yeah, they don't. I mean, with the change that's occurred in the law over the last 10 to 15 years now, I mean, the punishment for not showing up for court, it's just really not there anymore, unfortunately. And people who are out there and who are criminals and predisposed to commit crimes, they know that they may go and they may spend an hour or two or a couple of hours, but then they're going to be released. And unless you can get people to actually show up in court, yeah, we may be filing those cases because they're crimes, and even though there's a change in the law, we're still going to go full bore and prosecute and do everything we can within our power, but we can't physically make them show up in court.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk about the sex crimes, people that are in jail already for sexual offenses and how that's changed.
Okay.
And you know what? I just hate keep bringing more and more good news to you, but it just it never stops in the state of California. And when I heard Gavin Newsom spend $150,000 or whatever it was on commercials in Florida, saying, oh, come to California where your rights are protected. Your rights are protected if you're a criminal or you're an illegal. Your rights aren't protected if you're just a tax-paying citizen here. And I couldn't believe he actually had the gall to say that to Florida when everybody's moving to Florida for a reason. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, with all the rules going on and all the new things they're trying to pass here because the Supreme Court said you actually do have a right to protect yourself, and the state of California making law after law after law to make it hard for you to do that, stop on by Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. They've got a great selection of firearms. They have super customer service, great gunsmithing going on there. They have what you want. They have not only the guns, the long guns and the pistols, but all the accessories and ammo. All the Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be right back.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some
Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
At Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Plus fees. Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Trish Clark joins me for a wild and woolly Thursday. But I have with me right now Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And it's always fun to talk to Stephanie as we go through a variety of different things. And some of it's not good news just because she's the DA. Yeah. How do you keep the morale up? How do you keep the morale up of all your people when it's just case after case and they're seeing the same guys and girls?
Yeah.
And they bring them into court and they don't show up and then they get arrested again.
The nature of the career isn't all, you know, roses and sunshine for sure.
Oh,
but,
no.
But you know that you're making a difference. You're doing something good. Being able to, you know, call a victim afterwards or meet with them and say they were found guilty or they pled guilty and admitted it, and seeing the relief and the happiness. There's a lot of satisfaction, job satisfaction that comes into that.
Okay.
And that's not only for the attorneys, but it's for the whole office. It's the, 'cause when we're doing a case, it's not just the attorney, it's their secretary, it's the investigator that's working on the case, it's the crime victim assistance unit. It's really a full
team. You. I mean, you're involved with every one of the cases. But you know, you're aware of these cases.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure they come in if they're having a problem or anything like that.
Yeah, for sure. So it's, you know, so the job satisfaction, I mean, I think it's the best career a person could ever have is to be a prosecutor. I mean, I love it. So I've worked my plenty of 100-hour weeks many times, and I just wouldn't change it. I mean, the satisfaction is just there.
Oh, wow.
So, but we do stuff internally to make it real family-like and fun, too.
Do you have, like, paintball day where everybody shoots each other with paintballs? No. Okay. Probably not.
We something similar to that, but but no, we do like
the silly strings everywhere.
We have a health and wellness team that does a really good job of putting together things for the office that brings everybody together to just have fun together.
Is that their job?
No, that's
a secondary,
on top.
It's a secondary.
They
duty.
Have their regular job, okay. And then they meet as a team to try to put things together.
Great.
Like they did this amazing cornhole competition that lasted about 6 weeks, and it was just so much fun because we would be 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon to coincide with people's breaks, and we would just have a good time.
You know, United Way is doing their boss of the toss.
I know, I saw that.
Are you going to put a team into that?
Well, it's the same day.
$1,000? Oh, that's right.
It's the same day as our strikeout domestic violence bowl-a-thon. So.
Yeah, but what time does your bowl-a-thon
start? 4:30 to 7:30.
And this goes from?
9:30 to 5. Both amazing events.
So. Yeah, they are. Well, you could do both.
You can
easily.
You can do both, for sure.
Do that.
You might be really tired. Your arm might be a little sore from bowling and tossing bags all day. But it's fun. I was better than I thought I would be. I'd never really played it before, so it was fun. But you just have to do stuff like that as an office so that you can just get to know each other, and you work better together if you know each other socially.
I think so.
Yeah. 100%.
I hate to take it off of a high note.
I know, we're on a high note.
I should have gone the opposite way on this one, but I didn't realize we're going to be...
Yeah.
That was a great answer, though, that you have, you know, with everything you've got going on, you've got to do something to keep the morale up.
Yeah.
Same thing in the military.
Yeah.
And even little things sometimes, like, okay, we're going to, first formation is going to be at noon, and you've been working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Okay, on Sunday, you don't have to show up till noon. It's like a 3-day vacation.
Yeah, it's like little things like that. Like, you know, I mean, National Donut Day, we make sure we make a big deal. We bring in lots of donuts and send out a National Donut Day thing. I mean, you have to do those little things just it makes everybody happy and brings everybody together to go, you know, get a donut in the morning together or in the afternoon on there's some national like ice cream day, and we've done that before where we have a little walk around and give people little ice cream sandwiches or something in the afternoon if they want it, you know. So we do fun stuff in
One
the
of
office.
The bonuses of working in the DA's office besides 100-hour weeks.
Yeah.
We'll give here's your 80-hour week, and we're going to give you a ice cream sandwich once a year. And a donut once a year.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's fun.
And if it's, you know, and during a certain time of the year, during the at the Haven Humane, you give everybody a kitten. You know, here's your kitten.
That's kind of a commitment, though.
Oh, okay. That's right. They can't just eat it.
You can't just eat it and go back to your
wipe your fingers off and go lick your fingers and go.
It's great though. Haven Humane is great. We go. Me and my daughter are volunteers there. It's fun.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do a lot there.
I hate to even bring this up now.
I know. I feel like we need to not transition to the negative, but whatever you want.
Well, what we were going to talk about was the fact that they changed the, you know, for people, sex offenders who are in jail, they've made it into three different tiers so that they can be released. And
it's not being released.
Okay.
It's changing their sex registration status.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's a Senate Bill 384 that became effective January 1st of 2021. And as of July 1st of 2021, offenders could start petitioning. So, you know, we were with a lifetime registration system, and now we have what's set up as a three-tier system. And the thing that's very frustrating for me as a prosecutor is, so the first tier is still lifetime registration. And, and you know, we have in there, you know, very serious crimes, rape, molesting children, all of these very violent things. However, under this new law, life doesn't mean life. After 20 years of registration, they can petition to have that their registration no longer have to register. And that stuff's being granted, unfortunately. And that is another thing that is coming to our office. We've handled well over, you know, 50-plus of those just over the last year. Offenders who have reached that 20-year mark and are petitioning now to
you can turn
not
them
have
down,
to register.
Though, right?
I can't do anything.
Oh, it's,
it's the court that makes the decision. So,
well, if somebody had, you know, just say statutory rape, so, and I'm not, you know, he's 18, she's 16 or whatever, that's not in the top tier, I'm sure.
No, that's not.
But they still have to register as a sex offender.
Yeah, there's different tiers for those. So if we're talking about something that ends up being a misdemeanor, which a lot of times, a lot of those statutory rapes, when it's very close in age and they're older, are, that's a 10-year registration now.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's certainly...
Because that's the only time they've been in trouble. I mean, kind of understand that.
If sex registration is even... ordered in those cases, because you know it's not.
But when you get things like pedophilia or the an older guy with a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old like this, and it's gone on for years. I mean, I they should be registering.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah, but those are the ones that they're petitioning. It first goes to our local law enforcement. They're going to now have that on all of those on their caseload where they have to go. They have to find all of the. Pull up the old police report, do their own investigative piece, then they send it to us. We have to do our own investigative piece, then we file, everything gets filed with the court, and there's court hearings on it. So it's another process in the post-conviction world. So that means after a person has been convicted and sentenced and they're off in prison or they're out of prison or wherever, you know, it's past their conviction, where the laws are changing and making it so people can either petition to get out of custody early. Now they can petition to not have to register as a sex offender anymore. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on.
Okay. Well, let's finish up with on October 8th. To help children of domestic violence situations is going to be a bowl-a-thon at the country. Am I right?
Yeah, it's going to be at Country Bowl from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. We need people who are going to come out, just hang out. You can vote on, you can buy some raffle tickets. We need
lots of raffle prizes.
Yeah,
there.
Businesses who still want to donate raffle prizes or be a lane sponsor, you know, contact my office. We're at 1355 West Street, or give us a call at 245-6322. You can still sign up. We have businesses who sign up a team for their business and come. There's going to be trophies for highest.
About lowest.
There we do highest, we do lowest, we do make sure that whoever.
Yeah, we can be.
And we make it a fun event, and it's for a good cause. You know, raising awareness for domestic violence prevention, and helping children in our community who have been impacted by domestic violence.
And there, unfortunately, we have a number of those our county. Okay, well, Stephanie, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to have to, we'll have One Safe Place in here, I believe, we'll be talking about Domestic Violence Month. And that's Awareness Month is in October. So
yeah.
We'll be doing a couple shows on that, or at least one show on that. Thank you for everything you all do. I know it's not an easy job.
Yeah.
And it's good that you give them a donut once a year. And it's kind of like, would you just throw it into the dark room that they're working in?
Well, I think I described it a little bit better than throwing a donut into a dark room.
Yeah,
but
it's like, you know, I took care of my sister's dog, and I put it in the closet and threw it a potato once a week. So,
yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, tomorrow, like I said, Trish Clark and I will be here, and it's going to be as usual.